Dick, what's this?
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
Holy shiite! What the fuck is that?
It's the New Balance Sebastian.
It's the record we've been listening to and enjoying, Barry.
Well, that's unfortunate, because it sucks ass. Yours, I assume?
Episode of The Dig. You just heard Amy Winehouse with her song You Know I'm No Good off her Back to Black album. Now here is new music from the band Jameson. Here is their song Do You Remember the Time.
Tell me, what would you do if things had got so complicated that the lies become true? And the things that made us now just tear us apart. once loved now rips out your heart. Can we back it up, back to when we were alive? We could take our time, things were looking right. The future seemed to shine. Do you remember the time when it used to be so easy? Do you remember the time you said you'd never leave me? Why'd you go? There's no orchestra. The world keeps turning. Every day I'm learning that my life is a memory of a time when things were right. Can we back it up, back to when we were alive?
No worries,
we could take our time.
Okay, buddy, I was just trying to cheer us up, so go ahead. Put on some old sad bastard music, see if I care.
I'm leaving home on the first train tomorrow. I caught it on, cause it's where I leave my sorrow. So goodbye, baby. Goodbye, mom. Goodbye, chick, and the rest of it all. Yeah, the rest of it all. I'll take you home.
Other musicians here on
IntoTheShell.com,
the best music news in cyberspace.
Come on, dude. Play it. Don't you want to hear what's next?
What's next?
Play it!
Say it.
Little Latin loopy loo.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels?
No! The Righteous Brothers.
Well, never mind.
No, not never mind. You tell me right now what's wrong with the Righteous Brothers.
Nothing. I just prefer the other...
Bullshit! How can it be bullshit to state a preference?
Since when did this door become a fascist regime?
Since you brought that bullshit tape in. Oh, man, that's great. That's the fun thing about working in a record store. You get to play crappy pap you don't even want to listen to. I thought this tape was going to be a fucking conversation stimulator, man. I was going to ask you for your top five records to play on a Monday morning and all that, and you just had to fucking ruin it.
Let's start the interview. You must have an enormous record collection.
Yeah.
What are your all-time top five records?
Oh, boy. You mean in the club or at home?
Is there a difference?
Yes, of course. Sin City by the Flying Burrito Brothers is definitely an all-timer, but you don't play it at the club because it's a country rock ballad and everybody goes home. Do you understand?
Well, never mind any five. Four more.
All right. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you in like a week or so.
Listen, if you can't think of any, I'll just do mine.
No. I got it. Sin City, New Rose by The Damned, Hit It and Quit It by Funkadelic, Shipbuilding, Elvis Costello, Japanese Import, no horns or different horns anyway, Mystery Train by Elvis Presley, and Spaced Cowboy by Sly and the Family Stone. A bit controversial, I know.
Fine, that's six.
Summertime Blues, Blue Cheer version.
You want that in there?
Yeah. And I have to have The Upsetter by Lee Scratch Perry in there somewhere, so...
You are way over your limit.
Look. Why don't I just make you a tape?
Wow. I could have DJ Rob Gordon play in my own home?
I guess, yeah. Sure.
No!
Yes?
I can't believe you did that.
What?
Because you always say that Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, is the greatest recording of all time.
Shut
now, it doesn't even make your top five.
You're right.
And you know what? You even told me that that song was responsible for our entire relationship.
It was. It is.
And what about Moby Dick?
Moby Great. Omaha. Moby Great. Omaha.
And Skip Spence and the Minutemen and the Clash.
You're right.
And
you're
zombies.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Hi, Caroline. It's me again, Rob. Listen, this is getting really embarrassing, but I have an entirely new list, all right? So let's just get into this right away. Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye. Has to be in the all-time top five. Sound and Vision by David Bowie, Dirty Water by the Standells, Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith, Me and My Baby Brother by War, and Bill Withers, Grandma's Hands. I'm sure you know about his personal commitment to integrity. You know all his history. I'm just realizing that six. I've done six, so I have to lose one and call you back. Okay.
That was David Bowie and his track Sound and Vision, played for my boy Ricky, who's chillin' at the A-Frame. We kicked off that set with the music from Jameson off the album Priscilla with their track Do You Remember the Time? And a friend of the show, Emily Wells, drops her latest album Mama and her song Darlin'. In the middle of that set of music, I paid tribute to the late MCA of the Beastie Boys and their classic song Girls. Can't remember these songs? No worries. head on over to entertheshell.com and check out the companion blog to the podcast. While you're on the site, don't forget to check out the Enter the Shell show recorded every Thursday with live music recorded at NoHo 2 Studios. Also, Sarah is back on the site. She's doing my old blog, Artist of the Week, so don't forget to check her out every Friday. We leave you now with the great Marvin Gaye. Shout out to my boy Lonnie Moreno from the band Son Soles for reminding me on how great Mr. Marvin Gaye truly was. This goes out to you, homie. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another episode of The Dig.
About blue, my mind. Ooh, she took me home. Oh, and made love to me. I knew right then and there, this is where I wanted to be. The kind of love we had.
enterthishell.com. Thanks for distracting.